Welcome to Plants and Cats. How do I start this thing? It's been like 2 weeks. I don't remember how it starts. Anyway, here's Erica Broom.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Plants and Cats. First of all, I do want to address the fact that I have missed 2 weeks of recording. Maybe three at this point. I'm not sure. 2 weeks, Sean agrees. It's been 2 weeks. So, okay, that makes me feel a little better. Thanks, Sean. So, in the spirit of taking this break from recording 5 episodes into my podcast, this week I want to talk about taking time for yourself when you're feeling overwhelmed. So, it's no secret, hopefully to anybody, that my job keeps me very busy between running a full-time boudoir studio, running our Facebook group, running the app, writing blog posts, recording this podcast, editing shoots, doing client consults on the phone. The list really goes on and on and on. And I have a really bad habit of not taking enough time for myself. When I don't take enough time for myself, it is really easy for me to slip into a state of burnout. And if you've never been burned out before, you might be wondering, what does that feel like? So burnout can really feel like you are empty and mentally exhausted, maybe devoid of motivation, and kind of beyond caring, like literally a tornado could rip down the front of Dewdney Avenue, and I would be like, okay, whatever. So if you're burned out, you might not see any hope of positive change in your situation. So if this is kind of ringing true to you or sort of sounding familiar, you might be burned out. You might be working too hard. You might be not taking enough time for yourself. Maybe you're so focused on being a mom or taking care of your family. You might not realize that you're giving away all of your energy and not keeping any of it for yourself. And when you do that, it can really cause you to feel burned out. So a good way to compare it would be to excessive stress. So excessive stress can feel like you're drowning in responsibilities, whereas burnout can feel like a sense of being all dried up, like you have nothing more to give. So a good example of that would be if you have a little 3-year-old pulling on your leg. You're like, mommy, mommy, mommy. You're just like, oh my God, I have nothing more to give you. I have no more energy for this at this moment. You might be burnt out if you're feeling that way. So for me, when I'm feeling burned out, I have a really hard time feeling focused or motivated during my working hours. So it sometimes feels like I have no interest in doing anything, even playing a video game, which is honestly one of my favorite ways to unwind. But even that can feel like a chore. So when I'm feeling really burned out, like I'm really hot on Animal Crossing right now. And when I'm feeling burned out, I'm not really into the idea of even logging on to my island and being like, hey, virtual video game character. I don't even have the energy for that. It can even feel like a chore playing video games when you're feeling burned out. So last week on a Monday, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago on Monday, I recognized my lack of motivation and interest in doing anything. And so instead of forcing myself to sit at my desk and work, probably not accomplishing anything, I decided to renovate my cat Storm's house. So I want to tell you about her little house. So, well, maybe I should tell you about Storm a little bit first. So Storm is 17 years old. She's a little old lady. Once she turns 18 in February, she will be considered to be 88 years old in cat and human years.
Right, and she's also a cat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention she's a cat. Thank you, Sean. Yeah, I assume that everybody's listening to this knows who Storm is because everybody in our Facebook group knows who Storm is and everybody on the app knows who Storm is, but maybe you've never heard of me before and this is the first time you're listening to my podcast. So Storm is my 17-year-old cat. Thanks, Sean. So I've had Storm since she was a little baby. I adopted her from the shelter and she's really kind of been through the ringer with me. Like, she moved all the way. I moved to Virginia, in the United States, for those of you who don't know where that is. I moved to Virginia for 6 months back in, must have been 2011, 2012, something like that. I don't even know. But she made that trek down there with me, and we moved to Virginia together for 6 months. And let me tell you, it was not a fun ride. it was 3 days of her sitting in the back seat going, row, row, row. I was like, oh my God, Storm, I love you, but I'm going to strap you to the roof if you don't quiet down. So she's been my buddy for a long time. So anyway, Storm, she loves to lay in boxes, like what cat doesn't? So Sean and I brought home a box from Costco one time. It was one of our first trips to Costco after finally becoming real adults and having a Costco membership. We brought home this broccoli florets box from Costco. So it has like a covered top, so the front is open, so it's not like I guess it has... it's open on one side, like a regular box. So it's like a box tipped over on its side, so the front is open. I guess that makes sense. So it's covered on the top. She has a little roof. Anyway, she claimed this box pretty much immediately once we brought it home and pretty much only ever lays in there. And mind you, we have bought her many beds over the years. We bought her this amazing princess bed. It was like pink and super plush and just so adorable. And she laid in it like a couple of times. And the first time she ever laid in it, I almost started crying. I was so happy because she was just so cute in this stupid bed. So anyway, as cats do, and as Storm does, she laid in it a few times, and then her brother Aldous laid in it once, and then she's like, nah, I'm not laying in that ever again. So it's laying there unused. Instead, Storm is laying in this box. So she's been laying in this box for probably a couple of months at this point. Like since like August, I think, brought this box home. Anyway, this box, I decided to kind of zhuzh it up a little. Like, you know, Stormy is a 17-year-old queen, and she deserves a beautiful place to lounge in, is kind of where my brain was at with this. So I took some sparkly kind of rose gold cardstock and hot glued it on the inside of the box. So I wallpapered it, essentially. So she has gold sparkly wallpaper. And then along the back wall, I mean, a little accent wall. It's like this kind of floral, bluish sort of pattern. And then I cut out a bunch of like scrapbooking stuff. I have a bunch of those like, you know, 10 by 10 packs of paper you buy at Michael's. I don't know how or why I acquired these. I've had them for years and finally they became useful in this project. So I cut out a bunch of stuff from the scrapbook papers and made little frames out of lace for a few of the photos. I even hung up a little Instax print of Sean and me that was on the fridge for a long time. And I put like, there's a little, in the scrapbook thing, there was like you could cut out little postcards. So I like cut out a couple postcards and like wrote a little note to her and put that on the wall beside the photo. Like it was Sean and me mailing her a photo back from a trip or something. I don't know. Like every pet owner has, you know, those things that they like make up about their pets. Like we all have those voices that we talk for our pets. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. If you're a pet owner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you have no idea. But I feel like pretty much every pet owner that I know kind of like will talk for their animals and they have like certain voices for them. So we also have certain personality traits for our cats, which I'm sure you do as well. So one of Storm's things is that she's a little old lady and she likes to clutch her pearls and just like when she gets all mad, just clutching her pearls. So I had this string of pearls for some reason, these freshwater pearls just sitting in this craft box of stuff. And so I hot glued some pearls up along the back wall. So she hangs her pearls up at the end of the day, you know, so she doesn't sleep on them and get all tangled up. I feel like 3 hours on this project. My back hurt by the 4 hours. Sean's correcting me. Four hours on this project to the point that like my back actually hurt afterwards. And I'm like, oh man, I'm 33. I can't be sitting on the floor like this anymore. But it was worth every minute. Of course, Storm, when I laid out the box for her after I was done, of course, she like took one look in it and was just like not interested immediately. And I think it was because the towel that I laid in the box was like nasty. She needed to be washed. So I don't think it smelled like her in there anymore. So we put the old towel back in and then she was like, okay, this is fine. So then we swapped the towel out after. But yeah, she's been laying in there ever since and it just makes me so happy. Today I was editing some photos from a shoot this weekend and I picked her up in the box and just put her, like I have this little like side table beside my desk. I put her on the little desk and she was just sitting there while I was working, just kind of staring at me. And I actually took a little Instagram story of her. She was like twitching in her sleep, which was very cute. So yeah, Storm loves her little box. And I just wanted to share that with you guys and just remind everybody, like, you know, it is so important to take time to... I hope you guys heard Aldous in the background there. That was cute. He's meowing. He's hungry. But I hope that you recognize that it's really important to take that extra time for yourself, you know, by spending the 4 hours with my crafting supplies and a glue gun and many, many, many hot glue gun burns later. You know, I was able to disconnect from my job for an afternoon and spend the time doing something that was really fun and creative and just different than what I'm normally doing. You know, photography is a very creative industry, I guess, a creative job. I really love being a photographer, but it's nice to be able to be creative in other ways sometimes too, just because, you know, once your creative outlet becomes your job, you're not really doing things creatively for yourself anymore at that point, unless you're like doing styled shoots and stuff. It's just nice to do a little bit of a different thing for yourself every once in a while. So it's really important to take breaks like these, whether it be to decorate your cat's favorite box, to color craft with your Cricut, or even just lay in a hot bath with a glass of wine and an eye mask or something with the door closed and locked. We're also enmeshed in this hustle culture that it's so easy to forget to spend time caring for ourselves. And I know that me as a business owner, and if there are any other small business owners out there listening to this, you can definitely attest to that it's so hard to, you know, make sure that you're taking the time to care for yourself as a small business owner, because we often fall into the trap of thinking that, well, if I'm not working, I'm not making money, and therefore I need to be working all the time, and therefore not taking time for myself. So if you need some help with prompts for some self-care things, if this really rang true for you and you're like, oh my God, I am on the verge or maybe even burned out and I need to slow down and take some time for myself, head on over to the Babes Club app and check out our self-care challenge. Just search for hashtag self-care challenge in the search bar. If you participate in that challenge, you can earn yourself the self-care champion badge for your profile, which is super cool because you're doing things for yourself like you should be. So as always on this show, I pull a tarot card for the listeners. So if you're not familiar with this little tradition on my baby podcast, basically I'll pull a card and I read out of the book just what the author kind of wrote, because I like to know what their interpretation of their own deck is. So I'll read out the description to everyone and just kind of take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Not everything's gonna kind of resonate for everybody, but if this one completely doesn't resonate with you, then maybe listen to a previous episode or watch out for next week, and maybe that one will. So this week we are pulling once again from the Tales of the Mystical Cats deck. I figured because I spent so much time gushing about my baby girl Storm that we should use the cat deck today. So I'm gonna shuffle the cards. Ooh. All right, that one came right out of there immediately, but it fell on the floor. Oh, all right. Oh, this one's really cute. So I pulled the Two of C. It is two cats. There's like a little fountain behind them with like a lion's head squirting water out of its mouth and falling into a little pool, like a little basin at the bottom. And the two kitties, one is kind of like a dark brown color and the other one's more of like a calico, I guess. And they're kind of just touching noses all sweetly. It's very cute. And there's like a view of like a cliff and an ocean and some blue sky with clouds in the background. The Two of C. Ah, romance. That magical moment when you gaze into another's eyes and see your own best self reflected there. Everything about the beloved one is enchanting, fur and fragrance and all the fascinating traits that make up the personality. This initial infatuation may deepen or it may fade, but while it lasts, the world exists of just you two. A new romance may be offered to you, or in an existing relationship, a fresh burst of romance. You can trust the inclinations that draw you towards your beloved. Your heart is in safekeeping. So I think what the Two of C, maybe it can relate back to kind of what we were talking about a little bit in the podcast about making sure to take time for yourself. You know, this one did say that you can trust the inclinations that draw you towards your beloved. Your beloved can be yourself, and it should be. Number one beloved should be yourself. So take that time to craft your cat's house, you know, play some video games, do something that's going to make you feel good. Even if it's just, you know, sitting in your car for an extra 5 minutes when you get home, that's sometimes, well, not all you need, but it can definitely help. And it's all those small things that kind of add up over time to make sure that you don't end up in burnout, because that's not a really fun place to be. So I think the 2 of C is reminding us that we need to spend that time on ourselves and, you know, on our relationship too. But I think it's most important to make sure that we are spending that time with ourselves so that we do have the energy to give to others in the way that they deserve. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Plants and Cats. To support my show, please subscribe and leave me a 5-star review so more folks can find this awesome podcast. This podcast is brought to you by The Babes Club, an empowerment app for femmes and thems. Head to www.thebabes.club or the App Store to download today and start on the journey towards finding your inner badass babe. Listener mail can be sent to plantsandcatspod@gmail.com. Send me an email and I may read it on the show. See you next week, babe.